East Coast Breakfast.
What the heck?
Calm and ready?
There's a lot going on. So firstly, Molly Mae Fury and the younger brother, they are going through a very public divorce in the UK, and they've come out and he's basically said, he's also a boxer, they were on Love Island together, and that's actually how they came about. Darren's favorite boxer's brother. No, I'm joking. So Tommy Fury has come out to say he wasn't cheating. It wasn't infidelity. He drank a lot. He had a drinking problem, and he was injured, and he couldn't play, and he couldn't exercise, and he was drinking. And she says it's not a publicity stunt. It's all real. Anyway, guys, Hugh Jackman, who's Wolverine, right? He hasn't officially divorced his ex-wife yet, because apparently it's going to be quite the divorce drama. But he's busy all over town kissing the new girlfriend, literally making out with her all over, holding her hand. I don't get it, because he's not even, the divorce is not done yet. But anyway, Cameron Diaz is back. She was back after 5 years, guys. We finally see, you know, I love her. I'm such a big Cameron Diaz fan. She's back in action. She's doing a film with Jamie Foxx. So it's on Netflix, and she's been out for...
I saw that on Netflix yesterday.
Oh, I haven't even seen the trailer yet. Oh, really?
So she looks like, and she's dark as well, like nasty.
Ooh, I love her. I think she's phenomenal. Yeah. So I can't wait to see that one. So we've finally seen her after all of these years.
Then
President Biden, Joe Biden, Uncle Sleepy Joe, during his farewell speech, he expressed some concern about the oligarchy taking place in America. And he has a message for people before he leaves his presidency, which is quite ominous. Check this out.
I want to warn the country of some things that give me great concern. This is a dangerous concentration, and that's a dangerous concentration of power in the hands of a very few ultra-wealthy people. The dangerous consequences, if their abuse of power is left unchecked, an oligarchy is taking shape in America of extreme wealth, power, and influence that literally threatens our entire democracy. And we've seen it before. More than a century ago, the American people stood up for the robber barons back then and busted the trusts. They didn't punish the wealthy. Just made the wealthy play by the rules everybody else had. We've got to do that again.
Good luck, America. Drake is suing UMG. So remember, he was suing Kendrick and the record label for Not Like Us, which is a diss track. And then now he's suing solely the label, which is his own label, which is going to be very interesting. It's very strange. And we're going to see how he's going to make music after this. I guess the music industry is changing that way. You could release your own. But yeah, so he's now suing them, saying that they pushed for the song, they allowed it, and that he doesn't like being accused of being a pedophile, which I can understand. Okay. So, that's on the go. We'll see how that one turns out. And then Peter de Villiers, former Springbok coach Peter de Villiers, he was part of the Good Party, remember?
Oh, yeah.
He's now joined Jacob's Umkhonto Wesizwe Party. So he's part of MK.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And if people ask me, why did you go and join MK? And I said, it was the same as when they said, go beat the All Blacks. I was like, MK.
It's different.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.